Okay, so last week, if you recall, we spoke about the Pischei Tshuva. If you have an animal, they shechted an animal, and after they shechted several animals, and then when they checked the Bnei Me'ayim, they didn't know from which animal, they saw one of them had a trefa, machad, whatever it was, not a basakosis, and they, and half, there were, what was it, four inside, or whatever, you know, and one of them, half was inside, half was outside. So what are you passing about that half? So the ones that were outside are pirish demutta. But what about the half? Because half is inside and half is outside, and we don't know if that's one of the ones that is the trefa that was found. So there are three possibilities here. Either that we say, and all three possibilities are reflected in different opinions of Pischei Tshuva. One is that one inside is, the half that's inside is asa, the half that's outside is pirish and is mutta, or the inside and outside are mutta, the inside and outside are asa. Right? You go, so the one that you say half and half, it's a tata disaster, how can it be like that? So what we suggest, I quoted, and I see that's exactly the case that they're talking about. I didn't realize what I'm saying.
Oh,
so is that Moshe Soloveitchik said, Rabbanan quotes in Reb Chaim was maskim, that kavua is not pshat, that the actual latest asofik is 50-50. The latest asofik is 10-90, whatever it is, right? But still, even though there's a rov, you can't rely on, you can't be samech on that rov. But it's not that there's no rov, right? So therefore, to say that which is pirish is mutta, and that which is inside is asa, that's not, you know, it's because there is a rov, it's just Allah, so it says you can't rely on that rov, it's that rov inside, right? That's what we spoke about. So I want to just read you the Reb Chanan. He says this in a few places. Let me just, here, first of all, it's in the Kovitz for Yuvid and the Shav Shmaitza. Oh, where is this?
What is this
on my mind? I don't have. Here. It's Ois Chaf Aleph in the Shav Smaitza and Kovish B'Yuri.
Chaf Aleph?
Chaf Aleph.
I don't know.
We need in the Tshuva Saga'onim B'Pirsha Chatzia Behema V'Chatzia Hasheni Nisha Kavua. Does the Pirsha Tshuva quote it? Does the Tshuva Saga'onim about this? I don't remember.
The Das Haga'onim? That one? I just go out?
What are you reading now?
The Pischei Tshuva. It says Das Gaonim.
What, is that referring to the Gaonim, or is that referring... What ice is this in Pischei Tshuva?
Dalet.
Hachitza Vez Hashem.
Makes reference to that, to Das Gaonim.
Echasofak Al-Chasi, fine. And the Pichodesh held that both of them Chachis Mechutz Kosher Chachis Bifnim Treifa. Also, find a sefer Shochelik of Pichodesh because the Das Hagoyim Hanal. No, he's referring to the Goyim. Achoyin, you know. Muchlachas Bigmora become a duchte. Right. Okay. Anyhow, he says like the Hadikan Chesem Ludina Bechuvas Hagoinim Bepirsha Chatzi Hagbehema Chetsha Hasheni Nisha Kavu Ayin Sham. This is Shav. I'm not sure if the Goinim is the Goinim, North African Goinim or you know Polish Goinim, but anyhow. I'm just reading first. In general, if you say that kavua, there's a loch kavua, and kemachza machza, so there is no rov. So how can you ever have pirish? It was never pirish from the rov, because when it was kavua, it was kemachza machza. Pachtichas in the show is Kavuas Bumkom and Nidos, the Gavi Asam Kilim, Machza Machza. From Kim Kam Osach Tichas appears to Lomir Shabinavov, Elami Machza. Alright, we can survive with the Kasha, right? But anyhow, the Tivitz Li Yedidi, Abocha Hachorif, Vishonim, Mamosha, Ben Harava Goim, Rabchain, Halevi Salavachik, Zatzal. Do you hear the trumpets in the background? Okay. To hold the kavua k'machza machza dami pirusho, to be isa kavua lo mahani ruba, ukemo hard ein holchim b'momen acha harov, the ein pirusho sharov nidun kilo eino, ela afshi yeshno lo mahani leinyan momen, hokinam be isa kavua, va'afte ikiv ruba gzeres akosel shlo nismoch halav, im anudonim al dava kavua, avim anudonim al dava shapirish, shapi mahani ruba.
Maybe he's comparing to beholden b'momen acha harov. I mean, by
Mo,
you
grew
up, you just can't be so
many from that role, right? V'divri pichochem chen. V'lezeh hiskim ha'oviv harav agoyin zatzal. V'nivri li v'ayel ezeh midivri harashbu v'chidush yid ha'nosha. Shik zizal v'im tome dekem de isu ha'mu'u v'heta aminu be'kavua. Heichin ishkach su isu botol b'rov. To isu kavua k'mach tzamach tzadami. Right? I mean, so is that such a? I mean, that's good for maybe that's good for part of the loch of bittul below that eliminates the loch of kavua. Yeshlam de lo aminu hachi ela be isu choshev she'enu bottle, avu b'chol isu bottle lo aminu kavua da bottle hu, right? Ad kan l'shono. This is that's it, that is going to the Rashba.
Where's the Rashba?
He says bechidush al perkid hanoshet. The Rashba chulu.
I'm sorry, let me just read like three words in the
Russian sentence. V'im tamikem de isa ha'mu'u v'behet ha'amina be'kavua, hechi mishkachas isa bottle below. To isa kavua k'mach tzamach tzatami. Yesh lom de lo amina hochi ela be'isa choshev she'enu bottle b'chulu, av b'chol isa bottle lo amina kavua, to ha bottle hu. V'chein kosev haran sham b'makom ha'ayin sham. Mu'vua midivayim de gam b'dova ha'misarev enu nika shayach kavua, El de hege de shaykh pittel ein loma kavur. Kemisha isha nispafu belov, im kein ein kan isu kavur. Ulechoro hu tamur ma'o, de kem de anudonim be kavur, kil ein kan rov, im kein hege ispafu belov, kem de leka ruba. I mean, so the answer could be just that whatever you have kavur, that the halacha, whatever you have pittel eliminates the halacha of kavur, right? Avalafi hanal nicha. The beemis can be isa kavua ika ruba. El the chidush haTorah u delo mahani din kol de parsh ruba parsh be kavua. Avot din bittel shape mahani. So then the Chana goes on to talk about whether in fact that's correct. He has a sheet of Mugubetsis by, you know, I guess by Kofetz Achman and Menuyim. Inyan Maisa Behemoth del Bottle Beruba, the Kem de Ksiv Ashir Vade lo Ashiri Suffolk, lo Mahani Be Ruba de Isa Kamon. Vuhu Tamur Ma'o, the Ha Kusha Tohu, Shitis Battle below, for lo Mitam called the Porsche Ruba Polish. Mahoya Betiruzo. All right. Okay. And then I see he has it, but now it's easy to find because he tells you where to look. And in Ksubis Ois Mem, in the Kovit Shurim. So here, he doesn't have all the elaborate introduction who this person is. Ksubis Ois Mem. El de lo mahani ul tivze hiskin kfold moriv rabbi agrach zatzal. Ul fize yeshon de emes avog mol la olam vlo lak le shaito, which im hochi Okay. So there's a doctoral thesis here, I'm telling you.
Which one did he write first, Rami?
Well, I'm not sure if he wrote. Was the Kovah Shurim other people's notes, or he wrote it himself, right? But it was edited subsequently. Right, but I don't. It's not. I mean, some of these things were others' notes. I think some were Rav Chana wrote it himself. I'm not sure.
Kovitzaros maybe. Like,
so then, and then he has this one other play, the Kovitz Shmuas, in Chulin.
When did Rav Chana learn Berakai? What stage of his life?
Before the
Chatzchaim.
Before
the Chatzchaim.
Yeah.
What? He learned in
Like
by Fatim
and Talosh. He was very young, like when he was very young, though.
Before he went to. I don't know. Do you know Rav Chana's great grandson, David Zemashul? Do you know him? Yosef Gillis. The great skier. No, he didn't ski in China. But his mother was Vachanan's granddaughter.
They moved to America.
So apparently, one of Vachanan's sons, I'm not sure exactly how, not Simcha, some kind of children. And this fellow was a professional, Vachanan's son, maybe I think an engineer or something. So I don't know how he survived the war, or he came to America before the war. What?
Doesn't know if it was
good, good
or
not.
I don't know.
You remember Rav Chaim when he was young? There he is, low 20s.
Because I know he went to Telz also at some point. Arab Shimon, that's when I went to Arab Shimon stuff.
Rav Chaim left Arab Shimon also?
Telz, yeah, not Agarda.
Yeah, but he left Telz to learn by Rav Chaim.
Oh, that was before?
That's what it says in Wikipedia. Yeah. And then about 10 years later, he learned by the Chofetz Chaim. 13 years later, he learned by the Chofetz Chaim. After meeting the Chofetz Chaim.
So he was there for 13 years.
My uncle learned in Raden, one of my uncles. And he told me once that when Chofetz Chaim died, Rav Chana gave a hesped. And he said that when do you know that this, what did he say? I think he said about the Chofetz Chaim. How do you know that, you know, like the Rishonim end or the Achronim begin or the Tanoim end or the Roim begin? He said, you have a tekufa when there's one person who emerges who was greater than the previous few Doris before. Like Rebbe is the end of Tanoim, because Rebbe was greater than the Dor, and then, you know, somebody who's outstanding emerges, or like, let's say, Mavina Ravashi, right? Or, so he said, that's when you know a tekufa ends. And I think he said it about the Chofetz Chaim, you know, somebody who was remarkable, I guess it was in his
tzitkus. What does it mean?
I don't know, I'm just telling you this. Right.
Because the Chofetz Chaim said about the bra also.
Right. I think he did say it about the girl. I think he gave the girl as an example. He said, you know, that kufa ends, and then he said about the Chofetz Chaim. I think he actually cited the girl. I mean, it wasn't, you know, so demarcation. You know, this is a new, starting a new series, right? The Cubs won the World Series. He said in history again, right?
That's where we're at now.
George Will had a wonderful line. He said, in that line, you can't use it anymore, unfortunately, because, you know, said everybody can have an off century.
What?
You know, George Willis, you know, he is the Cubs fan.
Still off
century. This he calls the COVID Shavuos Oysim. Let me just see if I can find it here. The Kovach Shmos would be this, right? No, the Kovach Shmuas would be in, no, no, it would be in the Kovach Shmuas Beis, I think. Yeah. Okay, no, I don't have that here. I don't think they brought it up. Okay. Okay, let's go on. We're finishing up Tavovas today. One way or the other. Everything.
Okay.
We maybe we'll come back to a little bit afterwards, but we're going to finish, and then we may have hey, Yoel, so a week or two afterwards about what we're finishing today.
we'll go through the countries.
What?
We'll go through the Shach's countries.
What's the, you know? we'll do some of it. Okay.
You know, we didn't learn about Rabbi Widerblick, so we'd love to hear Rabbi Zaharas on the Kindred Sixth.
Okay, we'll talk a little bit about Sixth. Okay. So last thing we spoke about was Kavul and Mafreya, right? We spoke about that? Did we?
Yeah.
Right, what Dubov said, what's the nature, what's the law of Kavul, whether it's like, it's the definition, because Kavul is when it's a suffix in the Gavra, not in the Ticha, that's called Kavua, right? Okay. Okay, so I think we're on. Let's start Sif Zayin. Dovah she'ein abatu machmash chashivusa. To go on Bale Chaim, Ubiria, Uchtich Arui Liskabit, the Dovash Yershon Matirim, Shinus Arab Bacherim, Venechel Echem Hem Beshoigig, and the most Bencha Ochlu, Atzma Beshoigig, Bencha Ochlu, Achem Beshoigig, Old Nafel Mi Atzma Layam, Beinian Shinevim Min Haolam, Hutru Kol Hacherim, Shanu Tolum Loma Ha Iso Holochlo. The davke kisha oichel hanish oish daim stein biyachad. The memanum shach ike chadde de hetera, avala ochlum achas osso. Ay. Va afilu la ochlum stein stein, osso the Ramah says, la odom echad la echel is kulam, va afilu bne odom en la ochlum kulam bevas achas. Let's do the next sif. I'm going to come back to some of this. Dovisha in a bottle machmus shibuso. Right. If something's a davar choshev, it's not bottle, right? Shinis arev ba'acherim, v'nafel mi hatarovus hazos, echad l'shnayim acherim, v'nafel min hashlosha, echad l'shnayim acherim, harei elu acherim mutorim, shai echad shel hatarovus harishon a bottle berov, v'im nafel echad mi hatarovus harishon on le'elef, kulam asurim v'lo nem a bottle berov, elu lahata sveik sveikim, Shim Yipol min Hatarovus Hashni Lamokim Acher Enel Osso. Right, so this is the Shitas of Rambam, that if it was Issa that fell into one Tarovus, and it's not Bottle, Mishum Chshivuso, right? So in order to be Mativ, it fell from this Tarovus into another Tarovus, right? And then it fell into a third Tarovus, so that third Tarovus is Mutter. But you don't say, Shinisav ba'acherim, v'nafel mi hatarovus hazos echad l'shnayim acherim, right? So it's a suffix whether the Issa fell into the second tarovus, right? And then from that tarovus, one fell into a third tarovus. So there's a kind of a sveik sveika, right? It's not a real sveik sveika, though. I don't think it's not mishapich, right? So it's together with bittul. So that third tarovus is mutter, right? But the second tarovus is not called. The second tarovus to eat all of them would be like eating the whole thing, right? But to eat from that second tarovus, it wouldn't be mutter. Why? Because, right, you need three tarovus in, right? And this is a Rambam. So the Rambam quotes, it's Lashon HaRampek, Tesayin, Mehilchos Machalos Asuas Din Yud, Halacha Yud, right? And then Mamo and Mekomakum Ein La Odom Echad Lechalas Kulam Fatavka Sheishin Sarev Vada Isa Avosafik Isha Shin Sarev Enafel Mi Osa Tarovus Lamako Acha Hatarovus Ashniya Shav. But if it was Safik Isa, then you'd have a Sveik Sukkah because you have even with one extra Tarovus because it's a Safik whether there's Isa, and then there's a Safik whether that Isa fell into the next Tarovus, right? The one which is the Safik fell into the next Tarovus, it'll be Mutam Mishum Sveik Sveika. If it's Vada Isa, you need how many Tarovus in? Three. But the first Tarovus doesn't, if it's Vada Isa, doesn't count towards the Sveik Sveika. That's the Rambam in Machalos Asuras. However, the Rambam so the Shach asked this also. Look in the Shach Ois Nun Beis. He just asked in the Shulchan Aruch, but it's really reflective of the Rambam. Kulam asum kol haseifu lashna Rambam. Perk Yud Vav Mehilchus Machosus and Din Yud. Over Perk Zayim Mehilchus Avodah Zarah Kosov. Now he's quoting the Rambam. Vezel Lashon Sofik Avodas Kochovim Osa Sveik Sveik Amuto Ketzit Koshel Ovi Kochovim Shinafel Otsa Mali Kosos Kulam Asuros Vnei Sha Avodas Kochovim Vchomasham Sha Oisim Bchol Shehu. Pirish kos echem in hatarovus v'nafal pirish ois echem in hatarovus v'nafal lekosos shnayim hare elu mutorin v'kesem mishna sham herech v'heven shem dvarim sosun zeh etzer v'al pizeh kosel lekama m'shuchan orach simin kuf mem gabi tabash ovid kochovim d'osu bebeis tarovus v'echad amiyuchad m'bnei hachabur shali Ha'olof Maran Reb Mordechai Ashkenaz Nevayor. Not sure if I'm using anyhow. Tears the Kashalei LaHarambam the Kula Sugi the Bizvachim Gomahasim Rav Gabi Kois V'Tabasha V'Kochavim Tatarovus Habeis Mutter Ubosa Hochi B'Brais the Rimoni Baden Kama Reb Shim Ben Yuda Yuda Leribo Asurim Miribo Legimel Migimel Lemakum Achim Mutorim. The V'hilchich b'kos v'tabas v'gimel tarovus shori v'chein nira li v'ayin toriz chattas klal lamedches din vav v'odik v'kasavti b'sif kon memtes d'rov ha'poskim v'shonim v'achronim matim afilu b'achilu b'beis tarovusin b'beis tarovusin. So everybody asks this question on the Rambam, right? Because the Mishnah there asks it, and in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, and the Radvaz asks this and really gives this answer. What I'm going to say, if you look in the Radvaz, in Macholos Asur, you have the Ram Perk Tesayin Halacha Yud.
I don't remember.
You have your computer with you?
Yeah, sorry. Which one was
that? Perk Tesayin Macholos Asur Halacha Yud.
What? Yeah. So not for Rimon Echem and Antarobas?
Yeah.
So not for Rimon Echem and Antarobas is also the Shnei Rimon and Machirim and Rimon Yibadah. Not for Menashlosha, Rimon Echel, the Rimon Machirim, Reilu Achirim Mutarin, Shari, Rimon Shatarobas, Arishona, Bata Barob. The aim, not for Menatarobas, Arishona, Rimon Elef, Kulon Asurin, whenever Bata Barob, El Lahatur Svek Svekanj, and Nipo Menatarobas, Ashnia, the Machamacher.
Right, so it's Lashon the Shukhanach. So now look here, there's a red vase there. On that line.
Oh, so it's huge.
Well, let's just begin with the very beginning.
Okay, fine. So, Perek Tanya, should I skip where he's quoting the sources?
Bye.
Let me see if I can skip to a place again. We'll call it Perushim Kashituva.
Bye.
Maybe start from there.
Right.
Okay, so Vukola Pirushim Kasha Tuva Mashkas and Perexami Hosal Akum, Sadaka Vazara also sex fake of mutter. Kazakosha Vazara Shanapa Boats and Malikosos, Kulan and Suras Risha Vazara Osrin, Vokoshu Pirish Kos Akar, Metarovos, Metarovos, but not Vokoso Shnayim, Reilumitarim. Raise a half of Mashkas of Khan Mashkas of Khan. Where I see what Ravenzal Sham. Mashtir it's bal migdal oz the azul b'shitas of Rebetam it'll klum shabakan hevach of Rebetam.
He never gets any respect in migdal oz. But go ahead.
Yeah. From Soloveitchik used to report all the time. No.
He never ever looked at
migdal oz. Rosenzweig told us that, like, first of all, the shach, we see the shach many times, like say the migdal oz, like don't even look at him and say migdal oz.
But the one, actually, quoted Mamugim, the one who is the most vicious against this poor migdal oz. Is the Yamshel Shlomo? I think in his Akhtama, he says he was over in Baltashkus for the ink.
Oh, man.
They were tough in those days. All right, but anyhow.
Very fine. So Hogak Abalashim Shal Avodazara Gubidiyok, so Hogomer Shumachali Ben Yisurei Avodazara Lashari Yisur Mechashuvim, She'inu B'teilu. Ah, Shema. Okay, so Yisur Avodazara Inu Taloi B'chashiv Vosadavar, Avilu Davar She'inu Chashuv. Oser b'cholshu hilka charehu ingan atarovas doma l'shar yisurin sveiko aser svek sveiko mutter lo haya gores b'vraisa miribo the ribo elahachi gores perish echad miham the ribo mutarin v'agav denoka reisha the ribo noka nami b'seipa ribo.
So what is the Radva? I mean, I just want to tell you what the Radva means. This is the way the Rav, he didn't quote the Radva, but this is what the Rav said, the chilek is. But this is what the Radva means, what the Rav said. Based on what we've said before from the Rav, there's a chilek between the halacha that davar choshev is not bottle and the halacha that avodah zarah is not bottle. And what is that difference? In the Yisoid Hadvar.
What's in the
Gavra
one? Okay. Davar choshev
is Lukam Tarovah.
Right. Davar choshev is Hafkos Tarovah. It's not pshat that's not bottle in the Chalois Bittel. It's halacha, it's not a Tarovah. Because since it's a davar choshev, it's only ba'atzma, right? And therefore, right, that's why it's not nisari. It's not even a tarovus. So the Rambam, but Avodah Zorah is not that way. Avodah Zorah is not bottled because of the chumah of Avodah Zorah. So by Avodah Zorah, there is a tarovus, just it's not bottled. So as long as it's a Shem tarovus, that's enough to make it a suffix to, in the, right? No, but apparently he holds that davar choshev is hafkos tarovus. If it's hafkos tarovus, it's like chad, it's chad keneged chad. It's like ikvi yisur.
So how could you get tarovus ever specific through three? It's from tarovus. What does it matter if it switches?
No. It's only the first tarovus because then you know that it's for sure there. The second tarovus, it's no longer. We don't know that it's there at all. So that's a suffix.
But even if it would be in the tarovus, it's not fatal.
No, if it would be in the Pavovus, it would. No, but we don't. We're making a sveik. We're saying maybe it's not there. It's not just with Bittel. In other words.
But the Mimon of Shafi, whatever Tarovus it's in, it's not bottled because it's.
But it's not to say whatever Tarovus it's in. We're saying it's not in the Tarovus. One fell into the next, so we don't know it's the one that's also
why
fell
you
in. Right. So therefore, but that could be called a suffix, right? So that's only, but you apparently need a din tarovus. But by Avodah Zorah, there is a tarovus. It's just a locha that there's no bittel by tarovus. Remember, I said once, I think in your days, the Marshal, the Rav said, you need bittel by tchilas a tarovus, right?
Yeah.
So he asked, what about davar choshev, that if every, let's say, it's a gozi body, right? And then they crushed all their gozi, right? So it'll be bottled. Only sham vavnis, so you did it b'shoigid, so it's not vavnis. Why will it be bottled? Abitchilas tarovus, it wasn't bottled. This is the tchilas tarovus because before there was no tarovus because it was a davar choshev, right?
Nonetheless, why does the sfeik speak out the bittul of reserve?
Because it's not mutter just with bittul; it's mutter because of sfeik sveika, right? Because we don't think the is there in the third one.
That's
it's a double
sofik.
What?
That's by davar choshev, no?
Yeah, but yes, it was but by Avodah Zorah. So there's the first Tarovus is a suffix, right? Right. We don't know. Even if you would eat from one of them, there would be a suffix, right? And then it fell into the second Tarovus, right? So that's a new suffix. Two Tarovus, right? anyone I would take would be a Suffolk. And then when I put it into the next one, I don't know which one it is, so that now is another Suffolk. Right? That's fake. But with the by Dovah Choshe, we don't count that first Tarobus as a Suffolk. Right? Okay, that's... And I think that's... They're often cited about Vaz, but that's, I think that's what the Radvaz means.
He's still going to be Mechalek between
Yavodah Zarah. He's being Mechalek and Dovah Choshe. Right? Okay. The Shach is giving a different answer, though. The Shach seems to be Mechalek to Issa Achil and Issa Hano. Why should it be Achil between Issa Achil and Issa Hano? I'm not sure. What's the difference? It's also, unless he means because by Issa Achil that you throw away one, you know, you're not nene from all of them.
Oh, right.
So it's like typhus.
By definition, it's more of a suffix.
Right, and some people say it's only because by Vodazor. Some say this halacha, Yizrok Echa Liyam, helps only by Vodazor, because since Vodazor is typhus damav, so it's like you're throwing that thing into the yam. That's an extra tziv. But the Shach is definitely not saying what the Radvaz is saying. He's saying, Chibut Nisachil and Nisahano. And then the Ramah says that but one person can't eat all of them. When we come up, Ein la'odom echad lechol es kulam, v'davka shal isha shir arevu vada isa. Like the suffix is butter. What if it's vada isa, he means vada isa and it's an isa diraisa, the Shach will say. Because if it's vada, if it's suffix isa, then it would should be it offhand. It should be mutter if it's drabonim, because it's a suffix drabonim. Right, so drabon lakula. So that's what he says. Vada isa diraisa. Ava vada isa drabonon. Arehu ke suffix isa diraisa. Kach kaso isa veheta. Uposhitu. Right, because you know, since we're saying. Since we're saying, is that true that that's called Suffolk Issa Rabbanim? He's saying it's called like an drabon. Well, I'm not sure. I must be missing something. Because he's saying that an isa drabonon is called, since it's in the taroves, so it's a suffix isa. Yeah, but an isa drabonon is not mutter because it's suffix drabon cool if there's a taroves, right? You don't say if I take one of them, it should be mutter, right? Like, we don't say that. Why don't we say that?
By the suffix, why do you say that?
Right, because let's see. Let's
talking about.
Let's say two, one heta, one isa. I don't know which it is. Right? Two pieces, right? So ikvi sura.
Yeah.
You don't say suffik rabban lakul in that. Right. The Shach says that in the Kol Yisrael, right?
Yeah.
Here in.
Yeah, and he holds it also.
And he has it also in his clawless. But you see like that because in Kifyut Aleph, right? If we just take a peek quickly, we have the Loch of Shteik Davis, right? The Tol of Tliyah, right? That's a sugya in Pesach. We have also in the first parak. Let's say I have Issa and Heta, and if one and they fall, and I have two Davis. One is Issa, one is Heta. So if it's an Issa Drabonon, I say. That what the Issa fell into the Issa and the Heta fell into the Heta, right? That's a kula only in the Issa Drabonim. So that kula, right, just if you recall, Shteik Teres Achashel Heta v'Achashel Issa, for the fun of Shteik Tichas Achashel Heta v'Achashel Issa, first in the beginning of Kufyud Aleph, Imach Ticha hi b'Issur Drabonim, k'gon Shumner Shal Gid, v'Nafalo Elu Toch Elu Mutarib, sh'an Tolim Loma ha'Issa Nafalo Toch ha'Issa, v'Heta Elu Toch ha'Heta. So that's a kula in Drabonim, right? But if you didn't have the loch of tliya, right, that it fell into at least another kedera, right, it wouldn't be mutter. why let them be mutta because safek drabon lakula. So by ikvisu you don't say safek drabon lakula. First of all, it's a problem. Some ikvisu is a different. How do you know that ikvisu in general is a different category of safek? That's not called real safek. Well, you see it according to the Rambam, according to the Shav Shmaitzer. Which Rambam am I talking about? By Oshem Tal, exactly. Because we know the Rambam's opinion is that what Sufik Diraisa is Lakula Midiraisa. It's only Midrabonim that you go Lakula. So then the question they ask on the Rambam, so what about Oshem Tali? How does the Torah have it? Was this just last week's Parsha and Vayikra, right? We have a lot of Oshem Tali. So how do you have Oshem Tali Mitchubi Mutter, Sufik Diraisa? So there are two possible answers on this. One answer is, which we spoke about, is what? That the Ram has a different, that the Ram holds Safik Rabban, and this is in our Rambams, in the brackets now, that the Ram says Safik Rabban, that Safik Diraisa, Lechul Midiraisa, is only by an Issa Lab, but by Issa Koris, it's Lechul Midiraisa. Right? So that's one answer. The Shav Smaitza answer is, that Oshem Tali we paskin, at least, is by Ikri Yisura. That's a shine of the Gemara, in Krisus. So if you say that it's by Ikri Surah, you see it's a different kind of suffix. So now it's not only as it relates to Hashem Tolli, even in an Issa Drabonin you wouldn't say Ikri Surah. So if that's true, right, so now coming back to this, what if this was, I mean, what's the halacha, is this like, if it's not bottle, like a Dava Choshev, right, so it's like Ikri Surah, right? Especially like we said, because the thing that makes it, if it's Tavovis, it's you don't have Rov, but it's not Ikri Surah, right? So in a Drabonon, yeah, so here's the Shach says it also here in Kufir Aleph, Ois Vav. B'medram Shetolim B'chol Elu. Where's this going on? Shetolim B'chol Elu, L'hokil Afil Ein Ha'heta Rabba Al Ha'isa. Right? She'ein Gam Rabba Al Ha'heta. Avim Ha'isa Rabba Al Ha'heta Ein Tolim L'hokil. Right. But otherwise, because, so it's only if everything's on a Drabonon level, right? So the Shach says here, Kol Zehu Lashon Hatur. Avakoshli the Medivri HaRashba. Tosa Bais Lo Mashukin Lo Hiskia Shan El Beis Kteus Vach Kosev Zev Vakasha Be Isid Rabbanon Lamele Rov Le Rishlokish Afilu Chad Bechad Le Reb Yochin Ha Kevin De Mesapkli Enough Le Truma Le Tochumen Olo Havale Sfeket Rabbanon Ula Kula Bishanina Betosefta Hoyle von Beit Mituchas Acha Shochum V'achas shel truma v'nosim me'ech mehem ve'enu yadu me'ezmen nosim hare omim shel chulu nosim alma la'olam tolim la'hokka b'shel divrayim v'nirin li dekem de bevadai nafla kan truma ela she'enu yadu le'ezer I efshe v'chi haikav le'sveke drabonim l'kula alma d'davka beiz k'teris mishum de bevadai nafla sham isa ela she'enu yadu le'ezer be'inan chad b'chad in the Chabachad, Uktera Achad, Shieshon Shalom Nafal Klal Ha'isa Luktera, Mutta Afilu Ha'isa Rabba Al Ha'heta, Dum de Dunosim Bishnek Meduchas. The Eni Yudum Ezraim, Vigam Tos Habayas Hakotso, Lokosav Ha'echad, Bemedron Luksha Isu Rabba Al Ha'heta, Ein Tokach Kosso Lahoko, Ela Beis Kteris, Vafagav the Kosso Sham. What if it's not two kederas? It fell in, you had two tichas and it fell into one kedera. You also say, so then the halacha is, so then, but we pass in that's mutter. Right, that's in the Sif Aleph. Chen Hadin. Im lo haya kan elektera achas shel bas shchuta ve nafal ba achas me elo hashtech achtiches ve ein yedo eze his ein Anutom Dishel Heta Nafla, Afilu Eina Heta Rabal Ala Isa. So what he's talking about Shumna Shokid, which is only Nisi Rabbanan. But if it's an East, so then even one Ketera helps. Yeah.
Just a guy from before, the point that of Rosalvichik and how that fits with the Rambam about the Rakhashiv. So it's just interesting to contrast it that the Shiva Gubetas, I think in Zvatan, you saw this, he compares it to Kavua, right? The Devar Chashav is Kiyu Mechza Mechza, and therefore it's not Bavar. That's clearly not what the Rambam said, meaning Kavua would not be good enough in this case because that should still yield a Sveksveka when it falls into the next Aronis. Meaning the Rambam has to be saying the Rav's Vorek and Lundus, otherwise it doesn't make any sense.
Right, but you have to say that with what he says about Kavua, because otherwise it should be like, let's say it was Kavua in a Suffolk Drabonon, right?
Okay.
So that's not.
Still be Lakula?
That's not Lakula, is it? You know, let's say it was called the Pirishmi Ruba Parish, and it was Kavua in an Issa Drabonon. That's not Mutter, is it? Isn't that like... every Kavua we treat like an Ikri Surah,
exactly,
right?
So it would have to fall into another... But as soon as we fall into the same Karovas, everything would be Mutter.
That's right. But yeah. It wouldn't be Mutter. Otherwise, the question would be, why, if it's Nisi Drabonim, why don't you just say Safik Drabonim Lekula? Okay, you don't have Rov. But let it be Mutter Gal Safik Drabonim Lekula.
Right, right.
So you have to say it's more than just that it's not Rov, that it's Ikri Surah.
Right, right.
And how does that reflect on what we just spoke about from Moshe Soloveitchik? I guess you have to say, even though it's we treat it like Ikvi Surah, right? It's not just you're not Samech on the Rav, it's like Ikvi Surah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an extra hit. I mean, according to a Moshe, you would have not...
That's more than Ikvi Surah. You can easily say Ikvi Surah is any time that there's Vada, yes, sir. Whatever reason, no matter why.
Right.
If you're not going to eat this, then you can no longer be someone on the dinim of. Or if you know this is there and it's not mutter, then you can no longer be someone on the kulos of suffering.
Okay, so now coming back here. Okay. So now let's. We're going to come back to eat some. Okay, so let's read some of these. V'yesho the davashiyeshlo matirim, right? Just continuing the Rambam, right? V'komakom ein la'adam echad. V'yesh omrim the davashiyeshlo matirim ein la'hat mikoach sveik sveika. V'tov la'achna. So obviously there must be 2 days about this. Im lo l'tzorach v'acha shiyeshlo heta b'lav hachi. And what does the Goyin say on this?
Famous
Shadrash,
right?
Right. Chadash. So this offhand, there's a stira here in Ramah, you're right. Because the Ramah says that Chadash is Mutter with the crazy Sveik Sveika. I mean, crazy, because the Shach asks that it's not a real Sveik Sveika. What's a Sveik Sveika? That in. Because maybe it was Nishras Kodom HaPesach, right? And maybe it's not Chadash. I mean, it's not it's the same suffix offhand, right? So, but he would have been matter with that Sveik Sveika. And here, the Ramah says that we're not matter Sveik Sveika, Davashesh Matirin. Chodesh Lachod is the Davashesh Matirin.
Wasn't he talking there about Sheikhar? Meaning the Rush was only talking about Mim B'Sheino Mino, not Mim Mino. That it's like if you're making beer, so there the grain is Mim B'Sheino Mino, so therefore there's no Heter Davashesh, there's no Chumra Davashesh Matirin. What?
I mean, it could be. I think.
I mean,
there's another. Unless he's talking about. Yeah, but that wouldn't help. I mean, unless the other tzad hetta that he has is, Magen Avraham says that maybe chadash is not necessarily a dov shesh matirin. Chadash is a dov shesh matirin, but in many cases it's not. It won't come up to dov shesh matirin because since the chadash, the grain, maybe chametz, let's say if it's a case of Sheikha, right? So it's not going to be Dov Shesh Matir, because what the Dov Shesh Matir is going to, after Pesach it won't be Chadosh, but after Pesach it'll be Chametz. So it can't survive till, you know, through Pesach. Pesach is coming, by the way. So it always does.
Who says that?
I think so that's a machloikis. Is that not called Dov Shesh Matir?
Why would one Yisr not allow it to be Dov Shesh Matir like the others?
Oh, so that's because this may depend on the Ran and Rashi. You're right. No, it's according to Rashi that it's because Kevin Shtechlan Behetta Techlan, but you're not going to be able to eat it Behetta,
right?
And this may depend on when we had the Ran about if it'll be Neskalka before.
Right.
So, you know, it's never going to survive to be. You know, so just on the Metzias level, you won't be able to eat it. Right. Or do you say no? On the theoretical Issa level, who cares, as you just said, who cares that there's a separate Issa?
Right.
You know, that may intersect with it, but this per se, this Issa is a Dov Shesh Matir. Right? They asked this question. This Ramor and the Ramor by Chodosh, L'chor Yisosu each other. Unless by Chodosh, I mean, it could be maybe here the Ramor is saying, Vitov Lahachmer. Right, there are 2 days about this. Right, we'll talk about what the 2 days are. But you have to remember, in those days, if it was an area that there was a real problem of chodosh, it's not, you know, they had to rely on the kulasita, because otherwise you didn't have bread or wheat. You know, they barely subsisted on what they had. I mean, so that may be, you know, the v'tovla hachmir im efshul hachmir. But here it's not just a shaila, one case. It's university. They won't. That's actually a good answer, I think. I don't know if they say it, but
the Beis Yosef and Bedek Abayis and the is a chalik. If the sekzek is an atarovas or just a stam sekzek, it's a sekzek and atarovas. They're machmir, but that was shishmatir and like over here. Like he's talking about that you were serash with the sheikhar.
Okay, that's another. So right, so that's a good answer. Right, another good answer, namely that this is not a real sveik, this sveika. Right, I mean it's a different kind of sveika. Let's phrase it that way. So maybe that one, Yesh L'Hachmi about. What is this suffix about whether you say by Dov Shesh Matir and do you say Sveik Sveika or you don't say Sveik Sveika? So we know by suffix Rabbanon we don't say Sveik Sveik. We don't say suffix Rabbanon is not Mutter if it's Dov Shesh Matir. That's a Sugyan Beitza. What about Sveik Sveika? By the way, this will prove if you say by Sveik Sveika in general you don't say Dov Shesh Matir in an Issa D'Oraisa. That will, you know, some people want to say, we spoke about this, that the reason Sveik Sveik is Mutter, according to the Rambam, so the Rambam holds that every Sufik Yiraisa is Mid Yiraisa Mutter. It's only a Drabonin. So a Sveik Sveika is a Sufik on a Drabonin. Right? Right? So, of course, this would not work then over by Sveik Sveika. If that were the reason for Sveik Sveika, then by Dov Shesh Matir should be also. Because you don't say so to a bona by Dov Shesh Matir. Right? And if you say that the Rambam thinks that by Issa Koresh you go l'chumra, so then also it wouldn't work out because we're making an Issa Koresh by Sveik Sveik and in Hilchas Nida. So then according to the Rambam you couldn't have Sveik Sveik, right?
Yeah, that might be a
limud
though, no?
What do you mean a limud?
In other words, that might be a specific thing by
Nida? But why should need to be worse than any other kavis?
I mean, no. What I'm saying isn't that it could be that that's a specific limud like we see in the Eitherek with Rabbi Akiva and Shmuel. Actually, Targi, right? Lokaz Rabbi Akiva says because it's a suffix, maybe it's from the Makkah.
Right.
And he quotes a pasuk, so maybe that would be specifically meant by.
Yeah, but we are, halacha, we are mekel about all those things.
Right, but how would you explain it? Oh, how we make the first speak sacred? Maybe it's a specific limud. No? Maybe.
Okay, so now what is the shaila here about Sveik Sveika by Dabashish Mativan? So we're going to see they're going to be mysterious about this, but the Rav thought that the shaila is, how do you understand Sveik Sveika? Why is Sveik Sveika Mutter? But you know, some Yishonim said the Rashi, some Yishonim said that Sveik Sveika is Mitam Rov, right? Because it's more likely if there's one suffix, 50-50, you add anything else, it makes it a little bit more. Right. So that's not so posh that's
what it is. Said that the Rav was very upset about that Shem Shemaisa. The
Rav had a completely different shot. The Rav said that the Halacha of Sveik Sveika, he said, is it's not pshat, by if it's Rav, then the Halacha is that you machriya the suffix. Rav is evidence, let's assume, right? Let's assume it's a biru, or if not a biru, you know. Whatever, right? But now I know why this woman comes with an umbrella. See, they're not planning to fix it. They have another solution. This is what's called a tzaddik in pelts. You know what tzaddik in pelts means?
No.
Tzaddik in pelts is a Yiddish expression. He's a tzaddik in a pelt. You know, he used to like, he wears a fur coat, you know, like the Rebbeim used to wear. So he said, if it's cold in the room, so some people will go and light a fire, so it'll be warm for everybody. But some people just put on their coat, everybody else is a little cold. So that's the expression, tzaddik. He's not worried about anybody, but he's taking care of himself, right? But they have the umbrella for the leak in the ceiling. Okay. So the Rav said that the halacha of Sveik Sveika is the chat is if this is Sveik Sveika, the law is that the suffix is so minute that there's no latest a suffix at all. You don't have to be machriya the suffix, right? So therefore, suffix rabbanon is a suffix. So if it's davshish matira, and why get let's rashi, why get yourself involved, right? But if it's a Sveik Sveika, there's no suffix. It's such a minute suffix, right? So that's the shot. It's Sveik Sveika, and so that these two days about what you say by W.S. Matirin, right? What does the Shach say? Let's just read the Shach. The Ein Lahat Mikoch Sveik Sveika. Fize Nira the Kol Shekain the Ein Lahat by W.S. Matirin Nafal Echmen Layam VaMachabe Shekosav So Sif Zayin the Gam by W.S. Matirin Mutu Kish Nafal Echmen Layam. Heinul Fisher, Heavy Besifu Base Yosef, Chemishim Harash, Vasho Kachos Nami, the base Tavovus, the field of Davishish Matirim Mutter, became Das Machaba Kam Gam Davishish Matirim Mutter. Right? He's saying, Nafal Echad Layam, and we say, you know, the Isafel is no better, is Mutter by Davishish Matirim, so then this case by Sveik Sveika should also be Mutter by Davishish Matirim. If Nafal Echelayam, so he said, indeed the Ramah would have been massacred over there. And before he says, let's just read the Shach before Ois Nun Vav. Yeshem the Dov Shesh Matirin. Ein lahat mikoch sveik sveika. Mashma da filo hatarovus hagimul osu v'davishish matirin. V'chein mashma v'yisve hetzish lo klau chav sayin. B'morachai kol atzlomim isu nami da ein lahat v'davishish matirin b'sveik sveika. V'koi hosum abeis tarovus. U mashma da hu adin b'gimul tarovus. V'chat tamahu. He says what you answered. That's the shach, right? In Timtzum Amishu Chodesh, Shemi Hishush Kodel La'Oma, Enkan Isu Chodesh Klal, Chai Gavna Lo Asfini Sveik Sveika, B'Davish Yesh Mativim. Okay. And it's only this kind of a Sveik Sveika, which is based on the two Tarovisim. But if it's a real Sveik Sveika, when we say there's no real Isa, if it would be like a Chodesh, right? Okay, let's do sift test, okay? Sufik trefish in his Arab Bacheros, Kula Masuros, Ache have a hetak de la Vatal Haiso. Im whom we drum ha mispatlim, she came to Sufik Arishan Hayabakufo, Ein Latir Misvek Sveker. Right, so this is Machlik Shoshanim, whether by Sufik Guvu Sufik Tarovus, whether that's mitzdarif to a sveik sveika, right? So the mechaber says it's not, and this is a machloikus of Yishonim in Beitza, Maseches Beitza. Let's just look in the shach, ois samach aleph and shach. Kloma the low dam in the base tarovasin, that tarovas abeis mutta mitam sveik sveiker, commercial cost of a soft cotton mem test, the hosom has suffic a rishin lo haya begufo, rak with tarovas, masha enkin kan, that suffic a rishin haya begufo, the kakos of a tour of a rashba vishar posim, avakosha da tour of a rashba posim lo hutsucho lechilukse, elishitosom the svila de betarovas as sheni mutta, avamachaba the svila besivches. That Torahs are based also in Kena Fidel Loya has Savik Arishin Bukufo, also Sveik Sveishishin is out of the Loya Elab, based on him Kena Lamele Machabe, the time of the Kemet Savik Arishin Hayabukufo. If Gam Lamele Licht of Klal Haidina, So Savik Trefish and Avbachim, the Mehechitation, why should be better than two Tarovis? And the Machaba holds like the Ram that you need three Tarovis. Me base Tarov, the Har Kola Postum Surum, the Alkopin Law Odu, me base Tarovis, the Chain, Koshal Arav, Lamle Klal Tamad, the Savik Arishan, also Midiraisa. The Ef Shaloma, the Hamachabav Arav, Asal Ashmeinah, the Afilus Sufik Trefa, Shinis Av, Bishne Tarovis, Hatarovis, Asheni Osta, the Lodami, Ligimu Tarovis, Tarovis, Agimu Mutu, Tocha Savak Arishan, Hubukufo, Umidi Raisa, the Tarovis, Abeis, Vadai, the Hocham, Mishrishod, the Avis Shopis, Fake Sveka, so Savak Arishan, Eno Bugufo, the Eno Osman Atoya, Kamoshi Aspire, the Kamasif Cotton, Samach Gimel Sof Din. That's when he gets to the beginning of Dini Sveik Sveika. Kacha Zerav the Sofik Isa Tarov Avev Vitzorach Iyur. All right. But in this halacha, Sofik Bekufa Sofik Tarovitz, which is a machlok is Rishonim, as he points out, right? Why don't you say Sofik Bekufa Sofik Tarovitz? It's a Sofik, whether this is a Trefer, and then it got mixed up with a Tarovitz. So some say, the two ways to learn this. One, the Rav Sun is just a locha that Sufik Begufo and Sufik, they're two different kinds of Sufik. So they're not mitstarif. One is a Sufik about, is this a trefer, not a trefer, right, the object. And the Sufik with Tarovis is a different kind of a Sufik. Some want to say that this shal about Sufik Begufo Tarovis also is a Sufik about what is how you understand Sufik D'Oraisa L'Chumra. Because the first one is a regular Sufik, right? Is this Mutar Asa, right? Is this a Trefer or not? So how do you understand Sufik D'Oraisa L'Chumra? Does Sufik D'Oraisa L'Chumra mean that since it's a D'Oraisa, we go L'Chumra and we paskin up that it's L'Chumra and it's like Vadai? Mi Sufik, right? Since it's a Sufik, we don't know, and therefore, since it's derives, it's a serious business, so we're machriyat l'chumra. But no, we're never machriyat, still, after all, we don't know. If the loch of Sufik derives l'chumra means in the hanhogas ha-gavra, that the gavra has to go l'chumra. But it doesn't in any while Sufik derives l'chumra mean that you've resolved the Sufik. Right? So, which is more mistabra, right? So this shaila, by the way, may be related to a different machloikis, and that is machloikis, which you're familiar with in Hilchas Lulav. There's machloikis between the Rambam and the Ravid. What if a person is a Sufik, let's say he's a Tumtum, isn't it, right? Right, or he's an androgynous. So we don't know if he's a male or a female. Something right in the news nowadays, right? So you don't know if he's a Zochon or Keva. So, he's not chayiv to take a lulav, right? And the Rambam Shita, not the Kavina Tam, is that if you're mesupik, whether on a diraisa, the Rambam says you don't make a bracha, right? Unless a mesupik, whether is an androgynous, he's mechuyev to take the lulav, right, even though if on the tzad is in the cave is potter because it's misasheshes man gromer, but since it's a shalom yiraisa with his chayv, now he has to take it. Sufik yiraisa l'chumra. Now does he make a bracha on it? So this is a machlok between the Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchas Lulav, right? I think it's in Lulav and Hilchas Sukkah, any one of those. So the Rambam says he doesn't make a bracha, and the Ravid says he does make a bracha. So l'chayv, because the Ravid holds that Sufik yiraisa l'chumra means that you machriya the Sufik, right? And that's why the Ravid is l'shitos so in this respect, that he thinks that Sufik, you don't, Sufik Guf Sufik Tarovis is not a good Sveik Sveika, because he thinks you machriya the Sufik, if you think that this is the reason, right? And it's therefore he holds that you make a bracha on it as well, right? And the Rambam says you don't make a bracha, because it's still, on the Diraisa, we go l'chumra, on the Drabona, namely bracha, you go l'kula, right? Yeah,
I think it was in the Shul Mizrach Mori that like it was in the saw that the way that some other Achronim interpret the Ravid is that he thinks that on the mitzvah d'oraisa or the din of brachas with the d'oraisa as well, based on the Yisham and the mitzvah d'oraisa also has a bracha d'oraisa, so it's the same subject. Very similar to the Berachas Hamazon.
The Rav said that.
think so. The Shem Zechat Mori, the division of the Rebbe. I have to look it up.
Here. Some mitzvahs deraisa?
On any mitzvah deraisa, there are some mitzvahs deraisa. Yeah. Yeah. The Yushami, that's it. It's not so crazy. Yushami,
this is Sifri that people have a difficult time with, which is by, you know, by Vidi Maisho. It says, V'lo achalti b'lo b'vacha. Why is that?
Rashi
quotes in the Chumash, right. So how can we believe that this is Vidi Maisho Midi Raisa, b'vacha is the one with Rabbanim.
Right.
Unless it's just an asmachta, you know, they're saying it. Right. But it's hard to say that b'vacha is b'vacha's a mitzvah at the... It's almost just the Raisa.
Maybe she will not. I'll see if I can find where in the Shem Zechat Mori it says it.
He's... Really? I don't remember that.
No, I wrote it down. It's only, you did the one on Z when...
That's right. I actually edited this in Shem Zechat Mori.
Oh, the Shmah, okay.
The Baal Lech Nitzin did the second Chelek, I did the first. But anyhow, at least I did.
Yeah, Shem Zechat Mori, Chelek, Beis Binyan, Chelek, Mori.
Right.
Here was a mitzvah song, Karen part of the mitzvah itself.
Right. Yeah. What do you expect?
Yeah, yeah. Did Rabbi Yair Conway Shem Zechat Mori, or you put it together?
The Shem Zechat Mori was the Rav's, his writing. Those were the things from the Yotzei Shum,
right.
The drushes, the halacha part of the drusha. The Agoda part he wrote in Yiddish. So I talked him into publishing it. Not such an easy job.
Sure.
And then I edited at least the first one together with him, which of course he did part of it. Sure. And the second chelik of Ron Lichtenstein. And then I put together, I don't know if it's the Kuntres from the Rav, the different articles that he previously published.
Why did they want to
publish the Agadot? The Agadot, first, I'm not sure if you had, or it was a very complicated story. The politics within the family became very complicated, tragically, then. Mm-hmm.
In the Gush Beis Medrash, the Kaddish Shem Zechat Mori on the inside, it says, like donated by Batam Mechaber, the Dr. Lochenstein was going to be donating the Gush Beis Medrash, she gave him Batam Mechaber and so forth. Yeah, he says here, I wrote it down, he said that for the Ravid, the bracha is part and parcel, inherent part of the mitzvah itself, and therefore for any mitzvah deraisa, you make a bracha, even if it's suffix.
But he said because the bracha is deraisa.
The bracha is a part of the mitzvah.
No, that's a different thing. I'm going to tell you what he meant. I'm just saying.
Okay, right, yeah.
No, it doesn't mean that's deraisa. This is what he said. So this is one way to learn it, right? This machlok. But the Rav said that he had a different shot completely. He said the machlok to the Rambam and the Ravid is a different shaila. The shaila is, what's the halacha? And it's all drabon, and that's deraisa. The Rav said the shaila is, what's the halacha when you make a bracha on a mitzvah, let's say on tefillin, I make a bracha. Let's say I didn't make a bracha on a tefillin. Of course, we know you yotzei if you didn't make a bracha, right? But is there something deficient in the mitzvah? In other words, when I make a bracha and birkas a mitzvah, that's mashlim the mitzvah, midrabanan, of course, right? So if I did a bracha without a mitzvah, there's a deficiency in the mitzvah. So
it's not,
they're not mafkia. They're not mafkia the midiraisa.
So you're yotzei.
No, you are Yotze. Everybody agrees you're Yotze. The mom and the mom, everybody agrees you're Yotze. But let's say I did a mitzvah without a bracha on the Drabonin level. What is the deficiency? Is it because I didn't make a bracha? Or no, it's not just because I didn't make a bracha. Because the way Chazal want the mitzvah to be done, l'chadchil at least, is with the bracha. The bracha gives definition to the mitzvah, right? So the Rambam holds bracha is a zayt de gezach. So if I did the mitzvah, The mitzvah is fine, right? Just I lost the bracha, and the Ravid says no, the bracha is part of the mitzvah, midrabanan. So if I didn't say the mitzvah, right? If I didn't do the what do you call it? If I didn't say the bracha, some epis, something is missing in the mitzvah, right? So the Rav said that's the machlokes from the Ravid. This is what to use the Rav's words. Is it one leidus asafik or two leidus asafik? It's a shaila. It is, if I didn't do a matumta, right, or whatever it is, and I suffic bracha, right, or I don't have to be so exotic about it. I don't remember if I took lulav the first day, right? So, right, or I have a suffic whether the lulav was kosher or not, right? So I have to take it again, right? Lechumra, right? Suffic yirais lechumra. So I take it again. Do I make a bracha now? Because is it one later sasofik that I've said or two? So according to the Ravid, that this bracha is part of the mitzvah, midrabanan though. So it's one later sasofik. So just like if you machvi one, you machvi the other. But according to the Rambam, right, it's two latest asafik. One is a asafik about the mitzvah, and then but the bracha is unrelated to the mitzvah per se. It's a separate inyan. It's bracha. So one is diraisa with machriel lechumra. The other one with machriel lekula. And the Rav brought a very good raya to this. He said, with this we understand the noisy kilim on the Rambam is that the Rambam soys himself. Because the Rambam says in Hilchas Kriyashma that if a person is mesupik, where they say Kriyashma, we pass in Kriyashma's deraisa, that he has to say Kriyashma again, right? And the Rambam says, and this machloikis, that you have to say Kriyashma again with the bracha. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes it from the Rashba, that the Rashba has this question on the Rambam. But you say by Suffolk deraisa you don't go l'chumra, right? And here by Kriyashma you say you go l'chumra, right? So the Rav said, no, Kriyashma is different than the regular Birkas HaMitzah. Kriyashma is part and parcel, Midrabanan, the Birkas Kriyashma are part and parcel of the mitzvah. And if you think about it, the Rav pointed out, think about the Birkas Kriyashma and Kriyashma. You'll see, let's say in the morning, the three Birkas Kriyashma, right? Two before and one after. What's the theme of the first Birkas Kriyashma?
In tomorrow's.
What? Yotam Oas is Kabbal Tzomach Shemaim, right? God the Creator, right? What's the theme of the first Pasha of Shema? Kabbal Tzomach Shemaim. What's the theme of the second Pasha of Shema?
Talmud
Torah. Talmud Torah, you see, it serves as a Birkas HaTorah, right? What's the theme of the second Pasha of Shema? Talmud Torah, Matam Asad V'Nechem, right? What's the theme of the third Pasha of Shema? Tzis Mitzrayim. That's why Chaim thought it's Divisa, because Tzis Mitzrayim is a the Diraisa theme that has to be included in Shema, right? What's the theme of the third parasha, the third brach of Shema? Is Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, right? So he said it's the three Birkas Kriyashma flesh out the themes of each of these. So it's not just like a Birkas Mitzvah. By Birkas Mitzvah, the Ram holds it's separated. It's not integrated into the Mitzvah. But by Birkas Kriyashma, it is, and therefore by Suffolk, by Kriyashma, you have to say all the Birkas Kriyashma. Right? I'll give you an example which would be excellent for you to understand. Let's say a person is mesupik whether he benched. So what's the halacha? If he ate kedei svir and it's diraisa, he has to bench again. Sofik diraisa l'chumra, right? If it was only a shiur d'rabbanan of kezayis, we pass him kezayis d'rabbanan, that it's he doesn't have to bench it. Sofik d'rabbanan l'chumra, right? Now, when he benches again, would you say, well, listen, according to most rishonim, let's take the Ramban, the benching midiraisa, all that's required is just thanking Hashem, right? Like Rich Rachman Dai Pita, right? So why say the whole thing? The diraisa, just say that a diraisa text, which would be very
Mishalov.
What?
Sing to Mishalov.
Right, sing to Mishalov, right? So, you know, when we put out the Rav's Bencher, I don't know if you saw that, we put out Bill Cohn from the Rav, the commentary. So we needed on the front what should be. So first they wanted to put a pasuk. They said, we don't want to put a pasuk on the front. So I said, you know what, just put Shul Mishalo. So that's what we did. They had a stylized Shul Mishalo because of that. Right? Some people don't want to say it before because they think, right. So you don't even need the whole Shul Mishalo, you know. Because that's a shaila, which points to do right. So of course not, because once you're doing it, you do it in the form of the in the structure, in the form that the Chazal gave as well. So that's why by Kriyashma it's part and parcel of the mitzvah, right? That's what the Rav said. So it's not a shaila about Sofik Diraisa, whether it's Machriya the Sofik or not. It's a shaila in Hilchas Brachas. And, you know, based on this, what the Rav said, Kriyashma, you know, he was very makbet. He said from Reb Chaim, and then I heard Reb Moshe Feinzel the same way. The Rav was very makbet to say Kriyashma bizman with the Brachas. You know, in most shuls, mine included, so we don't make Zman Kriyashma necessarily, right? So you say Kriyashma before, right? The Rav said Reb Chaim was very makbet to say Bizman, and he said that if you have a choice between davening Betzibur or saying Kriyashma by yourself at home, right? And Kriyashma Bizman and davening Biyachidus. Reb Chaim said, wasn't Shabbat Chiddush, because he was always Davening Chiddush, but not Shabbos. Shabbos he was Makbir, because of the Ramban to Davening Betzibur. But nowadays he'd never get a job as a Rav. But
Why would he daven yichides?
Because he wanted his man to say kriyishma bisman with the brachas, yeah. And he wanted to be somewhere to.
No, it's not.
There was no early minyan for him to accommodate. Right. Right. So I saw in Ami magazine. So we quote, we quote the Shaft, the Shem Shmei. Now we're back. Now we're up to Ami magazine. Okay.
So
what?
Malam
Kodesh. All right. I saw that they had an interview with Reuven Feinstein, and he told an interesting story. He said that when his father, Reb Moshe, became in the early years of when he was in Tiferes Yerushalayim, there was on Shabbos there was a minyan with Balabatim. So they used to start 9 o'clock. So lots of times they missed Zman Kriyashma. So, and he didn't want to change the Seder, and he was coming in afterwards. And he used to daven b'chidus at home to make Zman Kriyashma with the brachas.
Right.
And then he would fumfer it, make like he was davening when it come. And then they found out years later, and Lechvodo, somebody found out, and they changed it, to make Zman Kriyashma, to, coordinate the times. But it was interesting to see that Moshe was also like Reb Chaim. But he said another thing, I saw, and he didn't say this in the interview, this is in Igros Moshe, but Reb Moshe says, what he used to do is to be, he wanted to be makbid on this man of the Mogen Avraham. So that's already much earlier. So he couldn't make. So Moshe suggests that you should say, like, you should make a tenai.
A tenai,
namely, if you can make a tenai by mitzvah. If this man, if I'm going to make this man according to the goyin, I should be yotzei dan and not now. But if not, I should be yotzei now because otherwise I'm missing mitzvah d'oraisa. Because you want to be machmir for the Mogen Avraham.
He wasn't machmir for the Mogen Avraham?
But that apparently was not machmir for. Right.
Wait, so you say the bracha twice? You let us say the bracha twice?
No, you're not saying the bracha twice.
You only say Kriyashma the first time without the brachas. That's what you're saying.
First time
the Mogen Avraham without the brachas.
With the Tanai.
With the Tanai, then he's not going to be Yotze then.
If this man is really like the Goyin.
Because he wanted to make sure he got the Tzibur.
Right. I mean, it's always right to be the Rav told me that Reb Chaim wasn't makbid at all for the Mogen Avraham. Because the Rambam, he said, is against the Mogen Avraham. Because the Rambam, he quoted in Hilchos Korban Pesach, when he cheshmins Derech Lechoyka, he cheshmins it from Zricha, not from Amar HaShachra. So Reb Chaim says, see, that Rambam is against the Mogen Avraham. I'm dealing with a Shaila right now. I was just speaking to Yitzi Lichtenstein about it. My grandson is going to be Bar Mitzvah Sukkos, and he writes, not Azriel, and he writes with his left hand, and he throws with his right hand, right? So this is a huge machloek sapoiskin, what you do. So Mechaba holds, you go by the stronger, and the Mamor brings two days. And the Ikadei he quotes is that you go by the Yad Haksiva, right? Because it says Ukshata Ukshafta, and the Goyin is Choylik on that, and the Goyin says no, it goes by your the stronger hand. So therefore, he would put it on his left hand, and the Och HaShulchan says you should pass him like the Goyin, but a lot of people say you should pass him like the Ramor. So yes, I'm actually speaking to I think it was on Friday. I was speaking to Russia Weiss about it, what he thinks. So he said he has some tshuvas, he thinks he go by like the Ramor. So I don't know what to tell the boy. So I thought he should put it on both hands, which is a hard thing to tell a 13-year-old, you have to put on, both film. But the thing that I was surprised about is that the Rav used to write with his left. He used to write with his right hand and did everything else with his left hand.
Mm-hmm.
So when he was Bar Mitzvah, I just can't remember. I've been asking him to remind what the Rav said. The Rav said they asked Reb Chaim what to do, and I know that they went by the Yad HaKsiva. But that's surprising, because the Goyin is not that way. Usually Reb Chaim would have gone like the Goyin against the Ramor, I would think.
Hmm.
So there must be, there's another fact here that we don't know. I just
who would know?
I don't know who's left to know. Moshe Twersky would know. No, I didn't think about it. Meiserman might know. I didn't think about that.
Or
Rebbe Shirkin? Michael. He didn't remember.
Dr. Grach?
So I asked him, I'm not the one on the other side, but I asked Yitzi to ask him, and he said he think he once asked me, he didn't know.
Meyer Wilson?
I should maybe ask Chaim if he remembers. He might remember, I don't know, I don't think so. Moshe Twersky would know. Just think of him.
Rabbanu.
Who? Rabbanu, yeah, but it's these little things that come up, and then you realize, oh, really miss this person. Yeah, not because of this little thing, but you know, you realize it's not just a person that's like a chelik of the Torah that's passed on.
Yoshua and Ishkafel.
What?
Yoshua forgot to be dancing.
Right. Okay, so that was about Sofer Guf Sofer Tarovus. Now let's continue. Yeah, you know, we may need a little bit more time on this in terms of finishing up. We're finished. But then we're going to have to do a little bit more. So do you have a little bit more time? We'll save it for next time. All right. We'll see there's a steer now in this Bamor. To this halacha, so maybe we'll do this one more. We'll speak a little bit more at Sveik Sveika, and maybe do a little bit more about Dine Sveik Sveika, you know, the Shach's clone. Just pick out a few of them. All right. But we finished. I remember when we were learning by the Rav, when he made once this, you know, it's so famous that he said it. We finished the first parak in Chulin. And he said, made a siyun. And then he spoke. So he says, I remember he said like this, does anybody want to say anything? You know, who's the other one? You know. So then the Rav spoke. And it's just so exquisite. But I'm sure you've heard it. He said about, you know, Toysa says that if, by Toysa, by, what do you call it? That if you go to sleep, you wake up, you have to make a new bracha on Leisha Basukha, right? But why is it by Torah you don't make a new bracha, right? So, you know, if you go to sleep at night, you do. But so anyhow, he spoke about that because you never. No, Torah speaks not if you go to sleep. Torah says, what if you're busy during the day? Sleeping is a different issue. Actually, going up, you do have to make another bracha. But so that's a shaila. But if you're busy during the day and you come back to it, right? Why don't we make a new bracha on Talmud Torah? Why isn't that a hefsek? So the Rav said, explaining what Torah, he said that there are two kinds of awareness. There's the acute awareness, right? When you really, and then there's a subconscious subliminal awareness, and he said Torah, you, even when you're not being learning, it's always in you. You always think, he said it's like a mother, you know, always thinks about her child. No matter what she's doing, she's at work, she's doing something, but she's always thinking about her baby, about her child. That he says that's Torah, and he just developed it so beautifully. I'm sure you heard it from the Rav, but that was the CM on Chulin. All right.